In 1946, 25-year-old James Fong Wu, who had arrived in Baltimore in 1920 as a boy of four from Canton, China, opened a Chinese restaurant at 2430 North Charles Street called the New China Inn, but which would come to be known as Jimmy Wu's. In 1983, Mr. Wu retired, and at his farewell party, he was asked by well-wishers the secret to his visibly successful career, and he told them this story. Quote, "When I first opened the New China Inn in 1946, things were very slow. I was getting discouraged. One night after I had closed the place, I sat down, alone and blue, to have my dinner. As I was finishing up, I opened my fortune cookie. It read, quote, 'You will have a long and successful life in the restaurant business,' end quote. From there on out, I believed I would be successful." As it turned out, Wu was. Shortly after opening, his restaurant caught on. He started expanding, taking in the row houses on either side, creating a rabbit's warren of so-called dining rooms at several floor levels, like the Confucius Room and the Ming Room. He would flourish in that location for 36 years, all the while providing the marketing and advertising talent that made the most of the growing popularity of Chinese food in Baltimore. And as the number of restaurants serving it became larger than a four-column Chinese menu, Wu's cuisine was Cantonese, though he was smart enough to have an American menu too. When in the 1970s the Szechuan cuisine became popular, he resisted it until he thought the timing was just right. When it was, he included it on his menu, with much fanfare from the local press. But back to that retirement dinner in 1983. It was clear to all the well-wishers that Jimmy Wu was every bit the success predicted for him in the fortune cookie he had read to himself 40 years earlier. And one thing more, he had become the only diner ever to eat in a Chinese restaurant to see the wild, zany, off-the-wall predictions of a fortune cookie come true.